Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. 7:30 here on a Tuesday morning at 27 degrees. Riots in Philadelphia following a fatal police shooting. Fox's Jackie Ibanez with more.
Protests over the officer-involved shooting started peaceful but tense. Residents marching through the streets demanding police reform and gathering outside the local precinct. Violence erupting throughout the night with protesters looting, throwing bricks and rocks at officers, setting a cruiser on fire, and running a cop over. The unrest starting when police responded to a call about a man with a knife. The man, later identified as 27-year-old Walter Wallace Jr., reportedly approached two officers with the weapon as they ordered him to drop it. A woman believed to be Wallace's mother was begging officers not to shoot. When Wallace makes a second approach, the officers fired several shots.
Citizens reportedly threw bricks and other projectiles. Four officers injured there in Philadelphia. Democrat Barbara Boyer has raised $4.3 million this month for her campaign for Kansas open U.S. Senate seat. That extends her fundraising advantage over Republican Roger Marshall and boosts her state record for fundraising to nearly $25 million. Reports filed by their campaign show Boyer has raised more than five times as much money so far in October as Marshall, according to reports filed by their campaigns. And Marshall's total for October so far was about $791,000 to bring his fundraising to about $6.3 million. The race is the most expensive political contest in Kansas history. The campaigns and outside groups are expected to spend more than $55 million on advertising. Two men have been charged with attempted capital murder in connection with an August incident in Saline County that included shooting and injuring a Salina police officer, according to Attorney General Derek Schmidt.
Schmidt filed criminal charges against 37-year-old Sean Humphrey of Wichita and 36-year-old Adam Humphrey of Leavenworth. The incident took place during an attempted traffic stop near Salina. In addition to the officer who was shot and injured, one additional police officer and a sheriff's deputy were shot at but were uninjured. Sean Patrick Humphrey is charged with two counts of attempted capital murder, one count of aggravated assault, one count of criminal possession of a firearm, one count of possession of methamphetamine, and one count of fleeing and attempting to elude law enforcement. Adam Humphrey is charged with two counts of attempted capital murder, one count of aggravated assault of a law enforcement officer, and one count of criminal possession of a firearm.
Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson. President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are hitting the campaign trail with 1 week left before Election Day. Fox's Alex Hogan with more from New York City.
Trump supporters mobilizing with rallies of their own in the last days of the election. In New York, activists clashing with Trump supporters. The group Jews for Trump had rocks thrown at their caravan while driving through the city. About 1,500 drivers in Arizona forming a pro-Trump parade. Similar sight on Long Island, crowds gathering to support the president. Trump himself holding nonstop rallies during the final stretch. On the other side of the race, former Vice President Joe Biden today saying he's taking no chances but holding far fewer rallies than the president. Early voting in key states showing Democrats outvoting their counterparts. In Florida, 2.5 million Democrats hit the polls compared to 2.2 million Republicans.
And 62 million Americans have voted ahead of Election Day. A new app is providing easy access to help for police officers We're dealing with stress.
The police department in Duluth, Minnesota, the first in the nation to test a new app called Peer Connect, created by a Canadian company to help police officers who are under increasing stress to combat potential mental health concerns.
Everybody in this organization, because of the type of work that we do, deals with the stress, and having resources available to deal with it and help somebody is important.
Duluth Police Lieutenant Jeff Castle, the Peer Connect app allows law enforcement officers to receive mental health help at their convenience. With the push of a button, an alert goes out to the department's peer support team assigned for providing assistance, and it's confidential. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As another round of precipitation tracks into Wichita, a mix of freezing rain, sleet, and snow will be likely here early on. Surfaces are already slippery, so this will just add to it. The high today, 34. Freezing drizzle possible tonight, Tarlow 31. And another strong storm system headed our way on Wednesday that could bring heavy rain. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now, light freezing rain, 27 degrees, northeast wind at 15 miles per hour. 735, Steve and Ted of the Morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And with us this morning is Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner. Good morning, sir.
Hello. Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you, Pete Meitzner. It's good to be here.
How about that?
Yeah,
we got him back in the house. What about that, Pete?
Yeah, you got your strength. You know, you got a Shocker basketball season coming up.
That's right.
Be our voice.
I know. That's my big goal, is to be 100% healthy by basketball season.
Pete, I got
a lot of people. We thought you were in isolation doing training for your Shocker basketball, learning what a free throw is and all those things.
Yeah, he needs to learn what a technical foul is. Right.
True. Anyway, welcome back.
Thanks, Pete.
Let's start with the big story about the DA's office now, and the police looking into the attack ad involving the lawmakers. Of course, Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell, City Council Member James Clendenin, Representative Michael Capps. You, of course, the chair of Sedgwick County Commission. You got a comment for us on that, Pete?
Well, like many other, I'm listening to that tape. Wow, sad, angered, disappointed, all those words. I'm one that always respects the due process of the legal system. And of course, they all three were in that civil legal case. Mm-hmm. But it is now expanded, and District Attorney Mark Bennett, you know, there's about four kind of options. You know, you could do a censure, you know, you could try a recall, a formal complaint, but there's a word called ouster, O-U-S-T-E-R. That's what he is looking into. That's an investigation. And only he or the state attorney general can do that, the district attorney. And so they are engaging the police and sheriff's office to investigate into this. If they find findings enough for an ouster, then they can take it to a in front of a judge, and they could be outed from their office. It's
a little bit like an impeachment, is it not? I mean,
It's got the legal system involved. The commissioners are really handcuffed with. I shouldn't use handcuffed, but we're really limited in what we can do. We can't vote 3-2 and kick somebody out. We have no authority. We all can make comments, and you know, we could do a censure, but that's kind of a statement that we, you know, those are, everybody understands that's nothing. That's a statement that we don't approve of something. So I'm pleased and supportive that the district attorney, the legal process is involved, because that will help. You know, and at the end of the day, this close, you know, it's voting time. So just shows you how important voting is. And,
let's talk about that. Well, first of all, you've served with the Wichita, the city council, and now in the county commission, and you've been a businessman and so forth. But I guess it kind of tarnishes sometimes the politicians, and of course, so many people are so cynical about politicians to begin with anymore, It makes it kind of tough. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, this year has been one where 2020 has not been fun for a lot of reasons, but it does make you, you know, my background is, like I said, business and got into local government lately or in later years after business career. And God, I've had some people, you know, it doesn't even look like I'd even want to serve. I mean, all this stuff. And it's very disheartening to think that maybe there's some talent out there in our city that and community that wants to run for office. And if they're getting, you know, distracted or dismayed, say, you know, I'm not going to go for it. That's really, it's sad for me. So there, I've had some good people say, you know, I was interested. And there's some good people that I've tried. So I'm trying to tell them, I said, you know, you need to come in and you need to take over as, you know, we need your ideas. We need your enthusiasm.
We've got a week till election day. I've already voted by mail. A lot of people have voted by mail. What are your feelings on that, Pete? Are you confident you're going to get a good, accurate count here in Sedgwick County? I think we always have. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm really feel good about that. We're gonna, you know, at my office at the county commission looks over Main Street. There's been like an endless, not a long parade, but I'd say every 10 seconds or so, there's a car pulling up and people getting out and putting their ballots in the drop box.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we are on the we serve as the board of canvas of elections. And I've sat through a handful of those now. And I think Tabitha Lehman and her staff, they do a really good job on mail-in ballots. If the signatures, you know, you have to turn in your driver's license to get one or a copy of it. And they match signatures. So, and then there's a place where if you're filling one out for somebody, maybe at the care home, you're a son or daughter doing that.
Right.
They do a really fine process of making sure the mail-in and these absentee ballots are legit and count worthy. And if they're in a gray area, they have a stack of them saying, you know, these we looked at and these don't look like that they would match. And so they're not counted. So I feel really good about that.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for your time this morning. And be careful out there if you're driving around today. Could be some slick spots, all right?
Yeah, and thanks for the shout-out to Fred Simon.
Freddie Simon passing away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite a guy.
My wife, Susie. Yeah. Susie's family grew up right next door to Fred and Norma. And so we've known them for a long time. And Bill Simon, who passed away, he was in my class in high school.
So wow. Okay.
Little special family there for sure. That's done well. That's kind of the story of Wichita entrepreneurship for sure.
Yeah, so, close to home there, Pete. Yeah. And of course, yeah. But we do have Ted back, right?
I know.
I'm here,
Ted,
baby.
Thank you. I'm so glad you're well. Sometime I want to hear your opinion about your COVID world and your recovery world. It's interesting. I like to hear what's going on.
We will do that.
Welcome back.
Thank you, Pete. Okay. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner this morning. Stephen 10 in the morning now, 7:42. Keep it here for editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. A prominent local businessman has died, of course, Freddie Simon. And we're going to tell you about that, a little more about that with Bill Roy coming up 7:42. Now, our friends at Market Advisory Group, sponsors of today's retirement tip.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.